coming soon.
Blog Talk Radio.
Charlie Z, what's up, everybody? Pound for Pound King, the real Pound for Pound King. Charlie Zonoff, the GOAT. Yeah, just 6 days ago I won a fight versus a U.S. Marine. Man, I'm known for beating up Marines. And I won January 4th and I won January 7th. So that's two victories in 3 days. Yeah, but I challenged hundreds of people, man. Like, tomorrow I'm supposed to fight this 245-pound heavyweight. He's a black belt martial artist in Taekwondo. He did 8 years Taekwondo, black belt, like third-degree black belt. And he had, you know, he used to compete in tournaments and show. He still does. He's a current fighter. And, I mean, listen, if the problem is he's not answering his phone. Like, look, man, I'm the greatest of all time. I'm a pro. You know, I've been fighting for 13 years. And even before I turned pro in boxing, you know, I used to street fight. I used to bare knuckle. I've been fighting longer than 13 years, but, you know, as a professional in the underground, I've been fighting for 13 years since I beat Patron in 2004 of December. But when I go challenge fighters at the gym, there was a lot of fighters yesterday, man. I was like, I would put on gloves. There was a 180-pound cruiserweight, and he was, he said he had 23 fights, like 17-6. And I was hitting the bag. See, I shouldn't have hit the bag. I didn't know he was a fighter. Otherwise, he would have agreed if he did not see me hit the bag, because I went bare-knuckle on that shit, and there was some golden gloves heavyweight boxer. He was 6'3", 230 pounds, and he was like, God damn, dude. Holy fuck, that's a lot of power. I'm like, you want to box? He's like, fuck no. He's like, hell no. You see, do you lose no haters? You listen to this? Yeah, so, like, other fighters, fellow fighters, respect my skill. You know what I mean? I should tell you something. Yeah, he was like, dude, he's like, I fought in the heavyweight division. He's like, I've never seen blows like that thrown in the heavyweight division. And you're like, what, 160, 170? I'm like, I'm 160. He's like, God damn, that's a lot of fucking power. He started asking me, how to throw a punch correctly and all that shit, you know what I mean? The dude's an experienced boxer. He was golden gloves, you know what I mean? Yeah, golden gloves, you know, I mean, the amateurs, they don't have as look. If there's money involved, a lot of money, then that means it's staged. Money's great. You just can't involve it in boxing because it corrupts everything and then it becomes WWE. And that's what mainstream boxing is. And that's why I make fun of mainstream boxing because it's they're fake. It's true. They're fake. Everything I say about them is true. UFC, just a bunch of wrestlers, man. A bunch of wrestlers that have no idea how to fight in the striking position. I beat a lot of UFC, EFC. Okay, let's see. I punked Chuck Liddell. If I swung at him, I would have knocked him out. Gilles Zavala would destroy Chuck Liddell. He's not as known as Chuck Liddell, but he's better than Chuck Liddell. Come on, Gilles Zavala. Okay, if you YouTube Gilles Zavala, all you're going to see is him getting his ass beat by me. Well, because there's literally hundreds of replays of that fight. Okay, well, YouTube Gilles Zavala, but go like page 2, page 3, page 4, you're going to see his fights. And you're going to see his televised fights, which were real for a change. And he did very good. He maybe lost a few, but he won more than he lost, and I beat him. So, I mean, he was 8-2 when I gave him his third loss, and that was his final fight of his career, man. But he had, like, a lot of amateur fights, you know what I'm saying? And Jill's a striker. He's not... I mean, he can wrestle, too, but he's more of a striker, so... Oh, wow. Hold on. Some girl gave me her number. Shit, Friday 13th ain't that... They say it's bad luck, no? Shit. Superstition, man. Yeah, I'm just flirting with this one girl. It's like, so far it's not that serious, you know what I mean? It's just like, that's why I talk to other girls. I mean, like, I Skype with this chick, you know, but, you know, Yeah, like I me and Daria, we talked a few days ago, about two, three days ago. This delusional troll, I hate to mention him, Breezeback, that guy's fucking psycho. That guy's crazy. He's fucking crazy. He said he's predicting a back together announcement, me and Daria. Nah, retired. Why would I, what, to get back with her and fuck her again for the sake of the haters? So I could say, hey, look, I'm back with my wife and I'm banging her. Ha ha ha. Come on, man. I can fuck another girl, man. Any girl that I showed, any female that I showed, that I made public, that female was insulted. And that's why I'm not making nothing public anymore about my love life. That's it. I see these idiots, they're like, oh, come on, show us your new girlfriend. No, I don't want her to. You don't have a new girlfriend. And then when I show her, see, they say that so they can see her. And then when I show her, blah, blah, blah. See, I got videos with Claudia. People insulted Claudia. You crazy people insulted Claudia. I got, I have nothing to prove. I'm the best boxer in the world. If I say something, then that means it is a fact. 179 facts wins, zero losses. 179 wins, zero losses. A man with 179 fights and all 179 victories, not a single fucking loss, no draws, no contest. That was a fucking decade ago. It's like saying, hey, remember my fights in middle school? You know, come on now. It literally doesn't count in the UBF. 179-0. Undefeated, and yeah, I knocked Andrew Hartley the fuck out, and Andrew Retardley, I'm sorry, I said his name wrong again, Andrew Retardley. I went on to bomb on Deontay Wilder with a brutal, vicious, staggering left hook to his jaw. I went on to beat Gil Zavala. That was my best. Well, that ensemble Russian and the restaurant fight with the Ukrainian heavyweight boxer in Ukraine. Those three were my best wins, I'd say, of all time. Gil Zavala, Sambo Russian, and the Ukrainian boxer, 6'5 heavyweight. That was brutal. That was fucking brutal. Brutal. Yeah, that was my last win in Ukraine. Well, I don't know. Maybe I'll come back there for another girl, not for Daria. She started asking me, will you still love me? And I'm like, oh, okay, I know where this is going. I'm like, I told her no. So, you know, hey, what's the why? Well, I don't want to lie to her. If I told her yes, then she'd be like, oh, okay, I love you too. And then boom, you know, we're back together. Fuck that, man. I'm good, man. Hey, Breezeback, what do you think of that 1-2 I hit that U.S. Marine with, man? That was solid as fuck, huh? The left. I hit him in the temple. Both times. You saw that, man? What are your thoughts on that, huh? And that last jab I hit him with, you know? You see, U.S. Marines, they protect the president, man. U.S. Marines, they're trained to kill. The U.S. Marines are fucking, like I said, they're trained to kill. They're great fighters, and a lot of them make for very good boxers. And that last guy, he was, you know, okay, remember that 205-pound U.S. Marine? That was, like, yeah, he was a big motherfucker. He looked bigger than 205. He was wide, like, heavyweight Marine that I completely destroyed him. But that 175-pound Marine that I beat for 179, my last victory, he was better than that heavyweight Marine. He would beat his ass because he was faster. He was a better boxer than him. You know what I mean? But look what I did to him. I fucking crushed him. I never served in the Marines. Well, yeah, I'm a boxing champion. I'm the greatest of all time in boxing. That's why I beat them. You know what I'm saying? And there's, I saw a video of the U.S. Marines. They invited a bunch of UFC clowns to their fucking base. The UFC clowns showed up. The Marines, like, they were sparring, but the Marines got the better of the UFC clowns, and I was not surprised one bit. And who gets the better of the Marines? Me. I beat both of them. I beat UFC fighters and I beat Marines. I beat them both. But I'm just saying, Marines, I got respect for Marines because they're real fighters. But UFC, oh my God, I fucking hate these motherfuckers. I ran Chuck Liddell off the street. I don't like Gilles Zavala. I say he's a good fighter because he is. I mean, if I say he's a, you know, he's a bum and all that, it's gonna take, you know, it's gonna. Why would I discredit my own victory? You know what I mean? No, listen, he's Gilles Zavala for a change. But see, he's an exception, man. 97% of these actors are not good fighters. You know what I mean? Yeah, Zavala went to the underground, crossed over to the underground. He thought he was going to beat me. Cocky motherfucker. He thought, you know, yeah, but I beat him. I was so fast. He had good defense, though. You know, I would have broke through his guard if the timer guy didn't stop it. I wanted to continue, though. I came up to him. I'm like, let's continue this shit. I'm like, what the fuck? If you think, you know, because see, he couldn't land a punch. I frustrated him. Gio was just swinging for the fences, and I just kept jab, jab, jab. And then when I bombed on him with those body shots, man, that shit was fucking, man, I'm the best, man. That was my best win, honestly. I mean, like, I didn't even get hit. Against a top-level, world-class opponent like Gio Zavala, to not get hit, to hit and not get hit, Mayweather, you listening? To hit and not get hit? Isn't that what boxing's all about? Yeah, but he's 220 pounds. Who do you fight, Floyd? I mean, sorry, wait, you don't fight anybody. When you used to, quote-unquote, fight, who did you fight? 5'4" guys that weigh 140 pounds? I'm literally the greatest of all time. I can beat any man in the world because I have God gave me so much punching power. And speed, the punching power. I'm able to knock out and stop heavyweights, and I have a granite chin. You know what I'm saying? Nobody can beat me. I've been knocked down before, but like, okay, all the people that knocked me down, they all got their ass beat. Deontay Wilder, in the previous bout, he got his ass beat in the ring, and then he got disqualified, so he never beat me. Let's see, and he got bombed on in the body. I saw that shit. He threw one hook, and he missed, and I connected, bam, in his body. Then Wilder threw another hook, he missed, and I connected, bam. Then that third, he just got lucky, man. It's boxing, man. Better fighter was connecting and then got caught. It happens. I guarantee you, if me and Deontay had squared up a third time, I guarantee you I'd knock him the fuck out. Look, I TKO'd him. I knocked Deontay Wilder out in the ring. Yes, we both punched each other, we both moved, but he moved more, and my punch was harder than his punch. Deontay Wilder does not want to fight me. I called him, I texted him recently. I completely haven't called him in like a year or something. But I needed an opponent before I beat that Marine. Wilder, he's a joke, I'm telling you, man. Yesterday, people were like, they couldn't believe how hard I hit. Some motherfuckers... They're like, yo, I want you to train me, dude. He's like, here's my number. He's like, I'm like, all right. I fight and train myself more. I used to train people, but not anymore. And they're like, fuck, with that kind of power, man, shit, I'd pay you to like 10 lessons. You hold the mitts for me and shit like that. Teach me, you know, how to become a real fucking pro. That's what I'm saying, man. Like, other fighters are looking up to me, man. Not just like. Okay, real, like, fans, like, that are not fighters, they look up to me. Fighters become fans. Fellow fighters become fans of me. Yeah, they back out to fight me, but, no, I'm saying yesterday, man, as I hit the bag, and they're like, God damn, one boxer, he said, those are career-ending blows, meaning that I could end anybody's career with that shit. And when I fight, I don't throw 100% most of the time, because I can kill somebody if it's outside of the ring. Yeah, like when I fought that Kung Fu fighter in the ring, yeah, I hit him full out, knocked him out, put him to sleep. That's what I'm saying. If I was to go full out, every single match would be a knockout, cold knockout, yes. But there's no ring. It's dangerous. That's why I TKO'd them, because if I hit them with full power, full Charlie Zelenoff, if I go full throttle on these motherfuckers, and they're going to drop, and if they hit their head on something and they get killed, I'm going to have a lawsuit, you know what I mean? I don't need that. If it's in a ring, yeah. Or a cage. Yeah, when I beat Adam Leroy in Vegas. Yeah, I'm thinking, see, because 180, it's like a, you know, yeah, it's a big number, man. But I'm thinking 180 and 200. Or even 180, 190, and 200 all in Vegas. You know what? Maybe 180 in Vegas. We'll see. Yeah, I don't know. There's a dude from England I'm supposed to fight tomorrow. He's, oh, yeah, there was his Golden Gloves. This guy was bragging. He's like, I'm 77 or 5. He's like, yeah, I lost 5 times, but I'm 177 now. I'm like, cool, man. I'm like, I'm 179 and 0. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, my homie told me that. My homie Felix that drives me, he's like my best homie, you know what I mean? One of my best friends. He's Armenian. He drives me to all my fights, man. And then after I win, we watch it, and he congratulates me. He's like one of my biggest fans. Well, he's my homie, man. He told me, he's like, dude, he's like, I know, you know, your fans know, you're the greatest. But don't tell this to the fighters that you're about to fuck up, because they get scared. When you come up to a motherfucker and you tell them you're 179 and 0, do you want to box them? Well, the fuck no. Nobody wants to box a motherfucker who's 179 and 0. But no, now I don't tell them my record. I just tell them world champion. See, I won 2 fights in 3 days, but I challenged hundreds of people, man. Man, I can go back to the hood and where I won 5 fights in 1 day. Yeah, over there, motherfuckers are down, no matter what. But the problem is, yeah, that's why I beat that the Mexican boxer for 177. That was a great victory, man. But I closed out 2016, man. But the problem is with the hood, man. It's like when they lose, they may get personal. No, personal to a different point. Not personal in, with fighting. Nobody can beat me in a fair fight. They can reach out for weapons. Yeah, so it's just not worth it, man. You know, it's just... I don't think they'll do that, but who knows, man. It's the hood, man. You know what I mean? Like... Yeah, I don't know. I'm just thinking Las Vegas, man. Rings, cages, you know, just put a big heavyweight to sleep. And there's a lot of mainstream clowns in Vegas, you know. The last time I was in Vegas, I beat 2 guys in 1 night, man. I beat a collegiate wrestler. He was 200 pounds. He actually looked like Muhammad Ali. He had the bowl cut. He was like light-skinned black guy with a bowl cut. Yeah, he looked like Muhammad Ali. I beat the fuck out of him. And I would beat the fuck out of Muhammad Ali, but Muhammad Ali is overrated. What the fuck? 56 wins and 5. Why did he have 5 losses? To all you Muhammad Ali nut huggers and you delusional clowns that just want to, you know, like, it's the same thing. But see, okay, well, I don't know. What example can I put? Like Michael Jordan, right? Even though Michael Jordan really is the GOAT in basketball, I'm the GOAT in boxing. But see, these delusional mainstream clowns, they in basketball, they have this, okay, no matter what, even if somebody really does surpass Jordan, we're still going to call Jordan the GOAT. That's what they have in mainstream boxing. They're delusional. Surpassed Ali? Fuck. A long time ago, man. When I landed that Killer 6 combo in Las Vegas, 6 power punches in half a second, I surpassed every living fighter that's ever existed. John O'Sullivan, I read some shit that he had over 200 fights. So maybe he did, but he had a lot of losses, man. 179 wins, 0 losses. And there's, okay, when I get to 200 and 0, that I'm already the greatest. I'm saying 200 and 0, that's it. I may retire for the rest of the year, but will I retire for good? I doubt it, man. I highly doubt it. I'm too fucking strong. I can make a bot video. Well, I don't know, man. Maybe I'll just win tomorrow. You know what I mean? I'm supposed to fight tomorrow, but the guy's not picking up his phone. Guy's not picking up his phone. Do you blame him? Yeah, but no, it would be a great win. I even got my cameraman. I told my cameraman. But see, motherfuckers, that like that Marine. No, for 179. No, that dude, that Marine had balls. He fought. I'm saying there was another Marine. His name's Zach. He's 215 pounds. He's 6 foot six or 6'5". Oh, yeah, 6'5", I believe. He backed out. I talked to him yesterday. He said, nah. He's like, I'm not doing it. See, guys that, fighters that, like, when I tell them, yo, man, let's box. Let's do it right now. And they're like, hold on. Please box with Conor McGregor. I would kill Conor McGregor. I'd do it anytime, man. Anytime. Bring him on. In the ring? He's too small, man. I beat heavyweights that are way over 200 pounds. Conor McGregor would fly across the ring and possibly even fly out of the ring. I'd kill that guy. He's way too small. If I hit Deontay Wilder with a left hook and he nearly flew out of the fucking ring, come on. As much as I hate Deontay Wilder, he'd beat McGregor. Jills of all would absolutely annihilate McGregor. Sambo Russian, 240 pounds. Power, pretty fast for a big man. That guy would kill Conor McGregor. Conor McGregor's not in my league, man. He's an actor. If I see him, and if I go to Vegas and I see him there, I don't know where he's at. If I see him anywhere, I'll fuck him up. I'll make sure to get somebody to point a camera, and nobody's going to ask him anything. I'm just going to come up and drop him. Yeah, that guy talks way too much shit to back out of a fight. He talks so much shit, you know. But yeah, what I was saying, that when fighters, like when I challenge a fighter, they see, like that Marine said yes right away. He's a real fighter. He lost. Everybody loses to me. Nobody can beat Charlie Zee. But the point is, he put on gloves. Therefore, I give him credit. He got heart. He's a real fighter. Motherfuckers that say, I got to get going, man. Write down my number. Hit me up. Like, what happened yesterday? Hit me up tomorrow. We'll do it tomorrow or after tomorrow. This dude's like, we could do it Saturday. I'm like, Saturday? I'm like, all right, Saturday. The fucking black belt 245 pounder. I'm calling this motherfucker for a second straight day. I texted him. He's not fucking answering. They'll sacrifice giving out their number just so they won't have to fight the champ. These motherfuckers know who I am. They don't want to get knocked out. I'm saying it's just like now that because of my 72 win 2016, it's harder to get a fight now, man, because a lot of these fights are on YouTube, man. And more people know me now. Hold on a second. Let's check this. Text me. Yeah, so. But yeah, if the black belt UK dude, if he fights Charlie Zee the GOAT, you already know the result, man. He's going to get knocked out. So much fucking power, man. I knew he tore that bag down, man. I knew he tore that fucking bag down. Literally, motherfuckers are, like, terrified. And they're all hitting the bag with gloves. They're throwing, like, I mean, no disrespect, but compared to mine, they looked like pussy punches. I mean, it's just like, I'm not joking. It's like every other boxer compared to me, they're like, literally, I make every fighter look like a regular person. No, that's superhuman strength, man. Given to me by Jesus Christ. You know, when God creates, God gave many people talents. You know, he gave Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant, Kawhi Leonard, he gave them, you know, basketball talent. No mention of LeBron James. Because he doesn't have, LeBron James has no shot, man. God didn't give him that one. My point is that, okay, let's see, basketball, and Okay, he gave me boxing talent. Like, why do I hit so fucking hard? Why am I so fast? Why? Because I'm the greatest boxer slash fighter of all time. That's why. And that's why I'm 179-0. That's why I always win. With that kind of power, I'm a lot stronger now than when, than 2014 or 2015. Notice in 2015 and 2016, flawless years. Literally flawless. Yeah, and like with this, Wilder man's up and fights me a third time, he's gonna get knocked the fuck out. I already knocked Wilder out on his feet. Yeah, his arms were raised up in the air. Mine's didn't. He was out on his feet. I'm saying now, I got so much fucking power that there's just no way he could beat me. That's it. He knows it. I said, I'm the best. A rematch of Jules of all would be pointless. I beat him. I mean, to knock him out in a rematch, I guess. But hey, he doesn't. I retired him, man. I think it. It actually makes for a great story that, you know, Jules Wall, he's this TV fighter, and he signs with the UFC because his boy, and he told me himself after the fight that he signed with the UFC, but you know, fake FC, UFC. He never made his UFC debut. Wonder why, huh? You haters know why Jules never made his UFC debut? Because I beat him right before he was supposed to have it. No, I mean, like, I outboxed him. I didn't knock him out, but I beat him one-sided on points. I looked super flashy and fast. I would have knocked him out, you know, if he wouldn't have walked away from me like that. Hey, I was right there. Fuck the timer, guy. He shouldn't have stopped. So what if I raise my hands? You saw the Israeli soldier? I kept punching him and punching him and punching him. And I'm like, God, this motherfucker looked down. I asked him, like, you good? He ran at me with a kick. What did I do? Did I stop fighting? No, I kept punching him. No, man, the Israeli soldier, yeah, that was a lot of people, like, everybody, people in real life, man, they asked me about that fight. They're like, oh, man, that was, you brutally beat the fuck out of that dude. Charlie's the greatest, man. Next win will make me 180-0. My power, like, it's amazing, man. A 160-pound middleweight to hit harder than any living heavyweight, than any heavyweight that ever existed. The next opponent I beat is going to be a heavyweight. A heavyweight fighter. Muay Thai, MMA. Oh, wait. Best win of all time? Okay. Either Jill Zavala, Sambo Russian, the Ukrainian heavyweight boxer in the restaurant that I destroyed. That was amazing. Or the Muay Thai champion that I beat. The ninja to Muay Thai champion I beat. The guy that moved like a ninja. Yeah. The reason why he's as far as well, I don't like that dude, man, but see, I give credit where credit is due. That's what I'm saying. I hate him, Jules Wall, and Deontay Wilder, and Derek the Giant all the same. If Deontay was really number two, I would have said, yeah, Deontay is the second best. No, he's not. He may have been at the time when I beat him, but no, I've fought so much, and I've beaten better opponents. I beat better guys. I was laughing yesterday. I asked, like, a bunch of people, do you know Deontay Wilder? Only one guy knew who he was. Like, out of, like, 50 people, only one guy knew who he was. Wow, mainstream boxing? You people are quite a disgrace. Your heavyweight chump is unknown. He's a nobody. I beat him. You know what I'm saying? Like, What's Gilles Zavala known for? Is he known for his, you know, brutal knockout wins? No. He's known for getting outboxed by Charlie Z. By Charlie Zelenov, by me. What's Deontay Wilder known for? But no, the mainstream, of course they're going to defend their guy. In general, what's he known for? For getting fucking knocked out by Charlie Z in the ring. Thai champion, the ninja guy. What's the ninja guy known for? He was like 20-0, he told me, coming into that fight, right before we put on gloves. Is he known for his 20 wins? No. He's known for losing to me. Mayweather Sr. fought that fucking bum, that overrated bum, Sugar Ray Leonard. Is he known for that? Not anymore. He's known for getting knocked the fuck out by me. See what I'm saying? Sambo Russian, hundreds of fights in Russia. What is he known for? For losing to me. I can keep going all day like this, motherfucker. Derek the Giant. He said he boxed for 30 fucking years. There's only one fight that people recognize of him, though. From getting outboxed and losing to me. Charlie Zelenov, the greatest. What's Dejan Daniels known for? That choke? No, only haters want to recognize that. Dejan Daniels got four-pieced and outboxed with the jab by me. Does not want a rematch because I'll kill him in the rematch. Well, that guy, man, are you kidding me? I would one-shot, stone cold, one-shot Dejan Daniels. He does not want to fight me. I gave him a ring address. I said, let's do this tomorrow because we were talking like late at night. We can do it right now, motherfucker. You can come down to my house. We can bare knuckle. My boy will record it. That motherfucker. Excuse after excuse. And these people need to ask him, why don't you rematch DeJounte? Because he doesn't want a rematch. I don't know where he lives. I'd happily come to his house and fucking stake him out, knock him out. I don't know exactly. What am I supposed to do? You know what I mean? I'm talking to this hot girl now. See where it goes. Look, no matter what happens with the current girl that I'm talking to, I never say never yet, but me and Daria, look, man, I've had women just as beautiful as Daria, maybe even more beautiful. I mean, if she gets off that yayo, then maybe I'll consider getting back with my wife, but I don't know, man. It's just, I'm kind of over it, man. I'm not kind of, I'm over it, period, man. She blew it, man. I told her, I said, baby, this is the third and final time that I'm coming to Ukraine. Meaning, from here, we're going to the USA. But if I leave by myself, then you best believe I'm never going to see you again. Unless, you know, you shape up and come down to LA or something. I don't know. Yeah, like, and no, man, if she comes to LA, like, fuck, man. It's going to be problems, man. It's going to be... Well, yeah, she'll have no access to fucking drugs or alcohol here. Well, but, you know, she's almost 21, but... okay, she may have a job in Ukraine, but here, by the time she learns the language, by the time she gets a job, I ain't going to buy her fucking alcohol. Fuck that, man. Look, I mean, it's cool to drink, like, even if you're a girl, it's cool to drink once in a while. There's nothing wrong with that. But Daria, she doesn't get drink, like hang, you know what I mean? Like, not shots, that's not hard. Okay, she gets wasted. She can't drink, like, you know, drink a little bit and then chill out. She can't do that. If she drinks, she has to get wasted out on the floor. I had to carry, look, man, this is embarrassing on her part. I had to carry her home one time in the snow. Yes, in the fucking snow. Man, I saved that woman's life many times, man. Every time I tell her that, she's like, you know, she says, well, yeah, I'm the one and all that. I'm like, no, you're not. if you were the one, you would not have caused this much bullshit in my life. Yeah, in the snow, she was fucking wasted. I had to carry her. Picked her up, and I carried her. She was able to put her arms around my neck, and I had to carry her. Fuck, we lived upstairs, too, you know what I mean? I had to walk on the stairs carrying her. She's not heavy, man. Somebody as strong as me, come on, man. The point is, she got so drunk, I had to carry her home. Yeah, man, what the fuck? I don't, nobody needs that, man. Why do you think I got tired of all that shit? I just said, you know, fuck that, man. See, I try to avoid it. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to go win fights. I went, okay, but after every victory, where did I go? I went back home to my wife, Daria. I had to put up with her no matter what. And I got tired of putting up with it. So I'm willing to do whatever it takes to just, like, settle down again and not get back with her. And me and her, we talked, and we're like, you know, I haven't told her, I'm like, you know, it's all good, you know. We kind of cooled the bad blood, like the, you know, because we were talking shit to each other and everything, yeah. I told her I'd just be the U.S. Marine, you know, I'm just, went back to L.A. and everything. I'm saying. Plus, I know I got this chick that I'm talking to, but she's long distance, man. Long distance is like, you know, if I go to Vegas, man, you already know I'm going to get some pussy over there, man. Mike's girlfriend, Christina, she's Hawaiian. She's from Las Vegas. Man, me and her were making out the first day I ever met her at the club, man. It lasted about 8 months. Me and Daria lasted 2 years, man. Me and Quadri lasted a year, and then when we got back together, it lasted about 3 months. Quadri was, man, I think already, no, we just didn't get along, man. I'll just put it at that, man. I just didn't get along, man. Man, Quadri isn't that way, man. She's, I can get back with her anytime. But I don't want to, man. Like I said, fuck all this ex bullshit, man. Ex is for a reason. Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I can't. Sometimes people get back together and they stay together, like, for good. I mean, Quadia, there's 0% chance of me getting back there. Daria, I'd say there's 0.1% chance. Maybe 0.2. A 0.2, Daria has a 0.2% chance of, fine, 0.3% chance of me. Yeah. It's highly unlikely, man. Still possible, but highly unlikely. I doubt it, man. Dude, I gave her way too many chances, man. I gotta focus on getting 180 and 0, man. Don't need any distractions. See, and Daria was a my wife was a distraction in Ukraine with all her, you know, scandals and her, you know, and I still managed to beat the fuck out of everybody I fought there. A killer soldier, wrestler. For 169, I brutally knocked out a fucking sergeant that was 230 fucking pounds. And he boxed too. He big motherfucker. I put this motherfucker to sleep with the first fucking punch. The first punch, man. And he actually connected first, but then I rushed him. He connected some pussy-ass shot, and then I rushed him, and I got him back and knocked him out cold. That was he didn't want the fight recorded. I'm like, let's record this shit. And he's like, no, man. He's like, I don't want to do this shit. He's like, I don't want recording. I don't want any of that. I'm like, what the fuck? Because he's not confident. If he was confident, he would have had it recorded. Hey, my last fight got recorded, man. Many fights got recorded, man. I don't know exactly how many, but a lot. At least 100-something, 100-plus. Some retard hater said that he found 75. It's more than 75, motherfucker. Don't forget the Charlie Zelenoff channel with all capital letters, Charlie Zelenoff. Somebody like hacked it or something. I don't know, but that channel has a lot of my fights too. So, saying out of the 179, there's always fucking 110 on video, man. There's a lot of footage, man, of me beating the fuck out of everybody. Boxers, Marines. I beat a Navy SEAL on video last year. I actually talked to that motherfucker today. I asked him if he knows other Navy SEALs that I could fight. He said he told me where to go. He said that he said in San Diego. He knows some SEALs. Yeah, so. Yeah, because I beat so many Marines, man, you know. It's like I beat one Navy SEAL. I beat many Special Forces guys, but I want to beat Navy SEALs in particular because they're like the cream of the crop in the fucking military, man. And that Navy SEAL that I beat, man, he was good. Not good enough. He was not good enough to beat the GOAT, but nobody is. But he was good. He was a good fighter, man. Yeah, well, that kind of power that I showed yesterday on in training, that's, man, I'm telling you, win 180 for everybody listening. Win 180 is going to be phenomenal. Fuck. Yeah. Heard some dialing going on. 180, I'm just going to... You saw my last win, man. I just rushed the opponent right away, beat him, made him quit. 180 is going to be better, though. 180, I'm going to throw harder punches. And if it's in Las Vegas, I don't know. Every time I go to Vegas, I score just phenomenal wins. Like, I've never, ever faced adversity in Las Vegas. Never. Charlie Zelenoff, the greatest of all time. Everybody stay tuned. 180. It's coming soon. I can't tell you exactly when. It was supposed to be yesterday, but you know, I'm thinking at the end of January. Like, well, I don't want to tell anybody, you know, because these delusional haters, you know. But look, I got two wins this month. The last one was recorded. Superb victory versus a U.S. Marine. The next one will be superb. I will reach 200 now. If I have to, I'll go to San Diego and hunt down the Navy SEALs. If I have to, I'll go back to Ukraine and destroy all them Samba motherfuckers. Whatever. I'll go to Russia. Yeah, I've had a lot of girlfriends. Russian girlfriends that moved back to Russia, so I got definitely get a lot of pussy over there and a lot of wins. So, look, no matter what, it is inevitable that I will reach 200 wins this year. 2017. I may not score 72 wins this year. I don't need to, you know, but I will get to 200 and no. Therefore, this is going to be the ultimate year, and I'm stronger. Charlie Zelenoff in his prime. You people have not seen a prime Zelenoff yet. You've seen Charlie Zelenoff. You've seen Charlie Zelenoff's prime begin, but now I'm literally in my prime. In my prime. 29 years old, 30, 31, 32, 33, I'm telling you, those are going to be my best years.